Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, Apple has released iPadOS 26.3 Beta 3, and it brings a key upgrade to slide-over and split-view multitasking. The context here is that iPadOS 26 brought an all-new multitasking experience to the iPad, but it came at the cost of slide-over, an omission that proved controversial among iPad users. It also removed important split-view features as well. With iPadOS 26.1, Apple responded to some of that feedback and added a new version of slide-over back on the iPad. But in the initial implementation of slide-over in 26.1, Apple just covered the basics. You can use the green traffic light window control to put an app in slide-over mode. That window then floats on top of your other windows and can easily be hidden when needed. Split view is activated the same way. One feature that's missing, however, is the ability to drag an app out of the dock to enter slide-over or split view mode. But in iPadOS 26.2, that functionality has been restored. You can now drag an app out of your iPad's dock or Spotlight search results to quickly put it in slide-over or a split view window. As you drag the app icon, the window preview morphs to indicate whether you're placing it in split view, slide over, or a full window. This is very similar to the iPadOS 18 implementation of these features. Slide over is still missing features like the ability to have a stack of multiple apps, and it still requires that you use the new windowing mode in iPadOS 26. But that said, iPadOS 26.2 is a big step in the right direction for people still longing for the initial implementation of slide over and split view, and it's great to see Apple responding to this feedback at such a fast pace. Next up today, Bloomberg reports that Abhidhar Chowdhury, the industrial designer who introduced the iPhone Air during Apple's September event, has left the company for an artificial intelligence startup. Apple has been facing a relentless brain drain from its AI departments, with recent departures sending engineers and researchers to companies like Meta, Anthropic, and OpenAI. But in the design division, Apple has also been suffering its own wave of departures, particularly to Jony Ive's team at I.O. That includes Evans Hanke, who succeeded Ive as industrial design lead at Apple following his departure, 25-year Apple veteran Tang Tan, and a handful of other software and hardware design leaders. Now, Chowdhury, an industrial designer at Apple, has left for an unnamed artificial intelligence startup. Bloomberg says that his exit made waves inside Apple, given his rising profile within the design team. There's no word on which AI startup he left for, and his LinkedIn profile still shows Apple as his current employer. The report also does say that even though he played a key role in developing the iPhone Air, his departure is unrelated to the debut of the phone. But still, it's notable that Apple has lost another member of its design team to yet another AI startup, a trend that is becoming all too common. We're supported this week by Card Pointers. Card Pointers is available on iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and it's the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Most users save over $750 per year thanks to Card Pointers. Card Pointers gives you detailed tips and information about which card to use for which purchase to ensure you're earning the best and most rewards possible. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 50% on Card Pointers as part of its early Black Friday sale and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Running out today, a federal jury in California has sided with Masimo in a patent battle with Apple over the Apple Watch's blood oxygen feature. The jury awarded Masimo $634 million in damages and concluded that Apple infringed on the patent. Much of the case centered on whether Apple Watch can be categorized as a quote-unquote patient monitor under Masimo's patent. Apple argued that the patient monitor term refers only to devices designed for continuous monitoring. The essential characteristic of all patient monitors is that they cannot miss important medical events, according to Apple. Masimo, however, disagreed. One example used by Masimo in the trial was the Apple Watch's high heart rate notification feature. The company argued that this feature works in the background and detects high heart rates with 95% sensitivity and therefore qualifies as a patient monitor. Apple, meanwhile, argued the feature only kicks in when a user is motionless for at least 10 minutes, therefore exempting Apple Watch from the continuous monitoring device category. Now, it's important to remember the case itself aimed to determine whether Apple infringed on Masimo's blood oxygen patents, not the heart rate monitoring features. Masimo, however, used the high heart rate notification feature as a way to convince the jury that the Apple Watch is a patient monitor, and its entire case hinged on that classification. The jury found that for the purposes of Masimo's patent, the Apple Watch is considered a patient monitor. This, in turn, means that Apple infringed on Masimo's patent covering the O2 sensor. The patent in question expired in 2022, so the verdict covers 43 million Apple Watch units sold during that time frame with the infringing feature. Apple argued that damages should be capped at between $3 and $6 million, while Masimo wanted between $634 and $749 million. The jury ultimately landed at that $634 mark. Apple said that Masimo has, quote, sued Apple in multiple courts and asserted over 25 patents, the majority of which have been found to be invalid. Apple plans to appeal the ruling. Notably, this is a separate case from the ongoing patent dispute between Apple and Masimo currently being reviewed by the International Trade Commission, and this ruling has no impact on that case. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.